High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, should I keep competing for a spot? Dear Stephen Shirley, I moved to a new city and I met a man at my apartment complex. He doesn't live there. His sister does. He asked me to go out, and our first date was so good that he wanted to show me around town. We became inseparable, but we haven't had sex or put a title on our relationship. It's been 3 months and I'm sexually attracted to him, so I asked if we were dating. He said that I'm new in town, and when I got here, he had some loose ends he needed to tie up. He said he has a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with, but right now I have all of his attention. I pumped the brakes and stopped thinking about wanting to sleep with him. I didn't want to hang out with him anymore, but I had to keep an open mind. I also appreciated his honesty. He continued to casually dated him. A week ago, he spent the night at my place for the first time. We did a lot of kissing and cuddling, and when things got heated, I pulled back. I told him that I'm protecting myself from getting my heart broken. That was the wrong thing to say because he's been acting weird since then. He probably thinks I'm falling in love with him. I'm in no way in love with him, but I do love hanging out with him. Now he is acting weird and we barely go out. Does it mean that he doesn't have good intentions for our relationship? Is he putting all this time in just to have sex with me? Am I better off leaving this man alone, or should I keep on competing for a spot? Well, no, you definitely don't have to do that. And I say, just please go on with your business. Go on about your business. Leave this man alone. You don't have to wait while he ties up his so-called loose ends and all that. He said, out of his mouth, you have all of his attention right now. He's not trying to claim you or put any type of label on your relationship. He did tell you, he was honest, that he's dating other people, which gives you the option of whether you want to keep dating him or not. I'm glad you pulled back. You told him you didn't want to get your heart broken and you didn't sleep with him. Then he started acting weird, as you say. So what? I mean, you see how he's acting now. So if you're not in love with him, don't worry about him. Like you said, like he said, you are new in town. So what does that mean? That means keep your options open. He's not the only man in the town. No one has time to play his little games. Steve?
Wow.
Okay.
I want to show all of you how women hear what they want to hear without listening to what a man says.
Okay.
Now, Shirley, you're not wrong in what you said, but you accused him of saying something he didn't say.
Okay.
And this is where we probably fell off track. I'd have moved to a new city. I met a man at my apartment complex. He don't live there, but his sister do. We done went out on our first date, and it was so good, he wanted to show me around town. Okay. You went out on your first date was so good that he wanted to show you around town. What do that mean exactly? The date was so good he wanted to show you around town. Okay, we became inseparable, but we haven't had sex or put a title on our relationship. It's been 3 months now. I'm sexually attracted to him. Now, here we go. So I asked him if we were dating. He said that I'm new in town. And when I got there, he had some loose ends he needed to tie up. Now, what that means is you came into town new, but already had some action going. I think we all agree with that. Then he said he had a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with. Now, that means he's sleeping with a couple women. That's the two he's telling you about. Then she said, but right now, I have all of his attention. What you said, Shirley, was he told her, you that you have all of his attention. That is not what he said.
Wait.
She assumed that she has all of his attention. See, she said, I have all his attention.
He said he has a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with, but right now I have all of his attention. He said
he
that.
He didn't say that.
What did he say? He said it. It's there.
No, listen to me. If he got a couple of girls he enjoy hanging out with, how the hell you got all his attention? He just told you he got a couple of girls he hang out with. But right now, I have all his attention. See, it don't make no sense, ladies. This is the part I want women to get to. It don't make no sense. It has to match up what a man says and what a man does. He told you.
Whole word. Come on.
Ladies, I'm just trying to help you. No. But stop hearing the wrong stuff. Pay attention. It's a couple of girls that I'm hanging out with. That means I'm having sex with them.
Yes, we get it.
Now, suppose he said, but right now, you have all my attention. How that sound?
That is what he said.
But Shirley, listen to me.
Yeah, I understand what he said.
How does that make sense?
Go ahead. See, I'm trying to follow you.
No. What I'm telling women is, don't go running all down the street with one line without listening to the whole story. Because you done took that. Let's say he did say. Let's give Shirley's story the benefit of the doubt. He said, but you have all my attention right now. But he just told you he's sleeping with two other chicks. And y'all ain't having sex.
Wait,
y'all
hold on.
Y'all ain't.
Hold on. We have part two. We got to get to take a break right here. All right. We'll have part two of your response, Steve, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, should I keep competing for a spot? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, should I keep competing for a spot?
I don't want to get nobody off to the wrong. Shirley and I just have a small, slight variation in the interpretation of this letter. That's okay. All it is. It's a misunderstanding. But it's also a misunderstanding that most women have when it comes to men, and I just wanted to point this out to you. She met this guy in the complex she moved into, but he don't live there, but he over there dating his sister. Mm-hmm. They went out, they had a good time, so now he's showing her around town. They've been dating for 3 months now. They haven't had any sex, but she's sexually attracted to him. So then she asked him if we were dating. The man said, I'm new in town. You telling the girl, you new in town, and when you got here, I had some loose ends I needed to tie up. Mm-hmm. He didn't say he was tying up no loose ends. He just said he had some loose ends he needed to tie up. But he didn't tell her he was tying nothing up. He says he has a couple of girls that he enjoys hanging out with. What the hell do that mean? It's two women he's sleeping with.
Yes.
But right now, I have all his attention. Now, Shirley said that's what he told him. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that because they've been hanging out and they're inseparable, she's assuming she has all of his intentions. But he told her, it's two women that I'm hanging out with. Now, where the hell you think they at? What? I bet you they don't even know about the new girl in town. I bet you they don't even think they're inseparable because he balancing these two women. He's still sleeping with them. She assuming she has all of his attention, but he told her, I'm sleeping with two other women.
I don't understand where our disagreement is, though. I agree. He said that she has all of his attention. Right. But he's not claiming her or anything like that because he has these other two women.
You don't see that?
How can anybody have
your full attention and he got two other women? That's the
right.
Problem.
That's just what he told her. She wasn't buying it. I don't believe she bought it at all.
So I pumped the brakes and stopped thinking about wanting to sleep with him. That's a lie. I didn't want to hang out with him anymore, but I had to keep an open mind. What? Lady, what are you talking about? I didn't want to see him anymore, but I had to keep an open mind. Open mind to what? You just said you stopped thinking about it. That's how I know you lying. I also appreciated his honesty.
Oh, wow, that's good.
So if I tell you I'm sleeping with some more people, do you appreciate that? Okay, cool.
Yeah, honesty, yes. We tell you that all the time, yes.
Okay, and then he told you that what you win for that? what ribbon you get for that truth?
But she gets the option to make up her own mind, to choose.
No, Shirley, I'm finna show you something. It's the trap. Man, God. Y'all, I continue to casually date her. Here we go. Mm-hmm. All he did was throw it out there to see how you would react. You said you stopped thinking about him sexually, but guess what? You continued. You continued. Because he threw out there the bait and you bit. Now, we right back where we started from. A week ago, he spent the night at my place for the first time. How? How he get in your bed now?
Well, she said she was sexually attracted to him.
No. What she said was, I pumped the brakes and stopped thinking about wanting to sleep with him, and I ain't want to hang out with him anymore. That's what she said.
But she also said she was sexually attracted to him.
Quit hearing what you want to hear, running down the street with that information, because you want to have a relationship. Now, you know, we did a lot of kissing and cuddling, and then things got heated. What the hell you think we're going to have?
Get hot.
I pulled back, and I told him I'm protecting myself from getting my heart broken. That was the wrong thing to say, because he been acting weird since then. He probably thinks I'm falling in love with him. No, he don't. No, he
don't. Think that. Not
what
that
he probably think is he done wasted his damn time and you ain't gonna have sex with him. That's what he probably
right
think.
There. Mm-hmm. Right there. Uh-huh.
Is that
well,
he
then he
in
probably
the
thinks I'm falling in love with him. I'm in no way in love with him, but I do love hanging out with him. Oh, hell. Stop saying love.
What are you mad
about?
She's
starting to be stupid. She's starting to be stupid to me. No, but stop saying love. He is what now love? Acting weird, and we barely go out. Does it mean that he don't have good intentions for our relationship? Is he putting all his time in to have sex with me? Yes.
Yes.
That's,
exactly.
That's why we put time in to have working. Sex.
Working hard at it.
Am I better off leaving this man alone, or should I keep competing for a spot? You already competed for the spot when
leave
you let him
alone.
Have a space in your bed and you trying to get something from the man that he not finna give to you. You finna be number three.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
now that's her only shoulder. Question is, should I keep competing for a spot? Because
no.
you think
he's
gonna change
you.
His mind.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on
man,
the free iHeartRadio app. I told her to go. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Why are you mad at me? Because she didn't give him none? All right. Coming up next, Junior and Sports Talk, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino. No.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.